What is agent-based modelling?
To me, agent-based modelling is a way of being able to simulate the activities of a number of independent entities, and where you're looking at the dynamics between those independent entities, rather than a monolithic model where you've pre-scripted all the rules. So agent-based modelling, there's more degrees of freedom, and that means you can explore a bigger part of the problem space in that sense. So.
Okay. What are its advantages and disadvantages over, say, other methods of modelling?
I think part of the difficulty with agent-based modelling is that sometimes it's difficult to know what's appropriate data. If you've got a much more defined linear model, the variables are fairly well defined, you know what data to load them with. With an agent-based model, because you're more interested in behaviour, knowing how to load the rules so that the behaviour you're interested in emerges means that that's quite tricky to do. So that's both a strength and a weakness all at one go.
And how can agent-based modelling be used to aid decision makers within industry?
I think one of the good things is that it's easy for a decision maker to explain their requirements in terms, day-to-day terms, which are easier to transfer into an agent-based model, because they can be a fairly direct match between a particular function or a particular activity of somebody and an agent that does that. So in that sense, I think it makes more sense to people intuitively when you talk about agent-based modelling. There's still the issue that having an agent representing a human is actually a very impoverished representation of what people can do, and that's one of the risks. But I think that I think industry people would like the idea that this is something they can understand what it's about.
And can you give an example of where agent-based modelling has done this successfully within industry?
That's more tricky because it depends what you mean by successfully. I think agent-based modelling is great for helping inform people's thinking about the dynamics of a space. So one of the programs I was involved in, which was actually an industry, government and academic program in America, which was funded by DARPA, and that was very successful because it allowed us to bring together a very diverse group of decision makers and modelers and put together an environment in which many novel aspects came to light, which wouldn't have been possible without that. So that is a very good example of a fairly bounded problem, but it showed some of the art of the possible for what can be done.
Mathematically, how can we be sure the results from an agent-based model are valid in order to base decisions on them?
In a word, or two words, you can't. The whole point about validity is whose validity in which terms. One could have a mathematically valid model, and then you're into Gödel's incompleteness theorem, and even though it's mathematically valid, it's still not completely provable. So you have to fully understand what it is you're trying to achieve and then come up with an appropriate verification of what you put in place and a validation against an external world in the classic sense that that V&V is done. So I think agent-based modelling is trickier, but you cannot say absolutely this is a valid model, period.
Yeah. Do you think there are differences in the decisions faced by leaders in industry and the decisions faced by leaders in government? And could agent-based models be useful in government policy making?
Yeah, that's part of what I'm going to talk about this evening. Each of the domains of endeavour have different concerns, different motivations, different values, different measures. And so an industrial person might be interested in optimising a particular process to maximise a return. And it may be that for government, if you're trying to understand policy in a community setting, you're trying to explore options, you're trying to open the space rather than close it into an optimal space. So there are different kind of motivations there. But the nice thing is that you could take a situation which involves policy and industry and show some of the connectedness of these things through agent-based modelling. That both sides of the community would get some value out of.
And how important is ICT in an agent-based modelling approach to decision-making?
That's a very interesting question, because if you're going to package the thing up and hand it to a decision-maker, the issue there very much is how much do they understand any of the constraints and limitations of what they have? And the danger is they'll believe it, and you get the sort of deep thought effect. You know, it said 42, so the answer's 42. So there needs to be an ability to interrogate the model, and so your ICT should have a sort of question and answer mode. I think if it's just providing answers, that's dangerous.
And what steps do you think need to be taken to ensure more decisions are made with the help of agent-based modelling?
I think agent-based modelling, and again, that's what I'm going to talk about, there needs to be a greater emphasis on what I've called being real-world ready. And real-world ready is that there are certain very hard realities that decision-makers can't assume away. Whereas in the academic world, we can say we've made the assumption that we won't have this and we will have that, and there's this constraint, that constraint. Within those, here's my model. Whereas the decision makers have to be very much, these are my realities, I have to deal with it. And so agent-based modelling, I think, needs to grow up a bit to be able to expand into that space, and I'll be talking more about how that should be done, or could be done. It's not up to me to tell people. There's, you know, there's an interesting dialogue to be had there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.